Welcome back to His Time. It is Monday, February 24th, and our regular Monday guest, Pastor Joshua Scheer from Brothers of John the Steadfast. Good morning, Pastor Scheer.
Good morning, Andy. How are we doing?
Oh, we're doing well. And how about you?
Oh, we're doing all right. We had a snowstorm move through yesterday that, so dropped a little bit on us, and I guess dropped a lot more than on Nebraska east of us. So, yeah, that's how that went.
So you're digging your way out this morning.
Yeah, not too bad here in Cheyenne, but it's getting there.
Well, good. What do you have for us with Brothers of John the Steadfast today?
Well, first things first, I had a great time on Saturday hosting Concord Matters there on KFUO. This week we went through the Second Commandment, and also I kind of had a campus ministry flair as both of the pastors that I had as guests were campus pastors. And so it was a good time, and you'll hear that again Tuesday afternoon there on KFUO. So I think that's a great program that you guys have helped us launch, and just... good to hear those confessions.
Very good, very good. And always good to hear from our campus pastors as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Those folks do some great work. So that's for sure. I've got a few articles. I'll kind of go backward in time as they relate to the week. One is written by my favorite guest writer for Brothers John Steadfast, my wife. And she writes an article on how to make it through church with children. And she's gotten to be kind of an expert at it because, she has to do it every week on her own, as most pastors' wives do. And she talks in her article a little bit about how when we first just had one child, how she would, pack the bag full of toys and snacks and everything else, head off to church, and then have to worry about the toys and the snacks and everything else flying towards every other parishioner around her. But also then how, as she's gotten now to having four kids, she's packing just about nothing. An emergency snack, that's about it. Maybe an emergency little toy. But beyond that, just kind of changed the expectation and how the kids have adapted to that. And how the single best thing you can do to help your children behave in church is to take them to church regularly and often. And just had that expectation, that norm, that kind of normal activity will become part of their normal life. That when they step into the church, when they sit in that pew, okay, this is that time. So I thought some very good advice from my wife as she has become very experienced in handling children in church. So
with our 5 month old, when we were preparing him for church, getting him loaded up in the car seat, getting ready to go, I'd talk with him, I'd ask him, tell him, we're getting ready to go hear Jesus this morning.
That's right. And, Jesus time.
Getting ready to hear God's word, getting ready to hear Jesus and receive his gifts this morning. I realized that he's probably not picking up all of what I'm saying, but just helping him get ready for that. And then, as Holly says, the rhythm of the service, helping children learn the rhythm of the service as we're learning to hear God's word, to stand, to sit, to respond. All those things are important for our children to learn no matter what age.
Absolutely. We had, I spend during confirmation classes at the church I serve, we spend some time singing, and we sing Lutheran hymns. Mm-hmm. And in particular, we sang Lord Keep Us Steadfast in Your Word. And the kids have sung it so much now that they've got it memorized. And so yesterday after service, a bunch of them ran up to me and said, "Oh, I was able to sing that in church without even opening my hymnal." And the idea behind, that just normal. This is what we do. And we don't have to be ashamed about it. We don't have to be overly proud about it. But these are the good things that we do here at church. And this is just normal. So it was a great, great experience to have them proud to be singing hymns without having to have their hymnal open. So a little proud pastor moment there. So. But the next article I have comes from one of our new authors, Pastor Sam Wellemson, who comes out of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations. One of the things at Brothers John the Steadfast that we focus on is kind of promoting the Evangelical Lutheran Church wherever it's found. And so Pastor Wellemson writes this article about vocation, Saturday morning vocation to be exact, in which he talks about, of course, the struggles of a normal parent on Saturday morning you know, as the kids are home from school, there's nothing on the schedule. The kids kind of can relax and chill out. And yet, of course, they choose the time to harass mom and dad, who, of course, just want to rest and relax a little bit themselves after a hard week of work. But then he talks about the value of vocation and the opportunity for doing good and the doing good to your neighbor, whether that neighbor's your child, your wife, the postman. He mentions even, you know, shoveling the walk so that the way the mailman doesn't slip and fall, that that's a good work, and how these things are good and God-pleasing, and however, how he finds himself begrudgingly doing these things, and yet God looks past the bad attitude for the sake of Jesus to still consider such a thing a good work, and that God works through your vocations, and he serves the neighbor through them. And I think it was a good reminder that, you know, as try as we may, we'll never get that pure heart in this life to do good works, that our good works will always need that faith in Jesus and Jesus' righteousness to cover over them and to make them actually good. Because if you examine everything you do close enough, you'll find something in there that just has that taint of sin to it. So I think that's probably the wise lesson to learn from that, that Jesus makes our works good. So bad attitudes and all.
The picture with that story is just, as the saying goes, a picture is worth a thousand words.
Yes, the parents and the children jumping in bed.
Yes. The parents trying to sleep and the children jumping, yes.
Yes. The parents are not trying to jump in bed. They look like they're wanting to do anything but that. So that is for sure. The last one I want to focus on just briefly is we had a reflection by Pastor Mark Schrader. And he wrote a reflection based upon the commemoration of Martin Luther, who we commemorated last week, his death, and also a commemoration of the Seminex walkout, which happened a day after that. Of course, not in the same year, but Seminex happened, of course, in Lutheran Church Missouri Synod 40 years ago. And Pastor Schroeder was actually a part of that. He is a Seminex graduate who went into the ELC, or the AELC, and then the ELCA following that. And for 30 years served in kind of liberal Lutheranism, and then eventually colloquized back into the LCMS after he finally came to the realization that God's word is true and that it is something worth clinging to. And it's just a wonderful personal reflection on his part, talking of his experience going through that and ending up back solidly grounded in the scriptures and wanting to confess that now for the rest of his days as a pastor. And so I think it'd be a very worthwhile read for your listeners to take a look at that he does an excellent job of describing his experience with that, and give glory to God that he does turn us around, which is a wonderful gift from him itself.
Absolutely. The power of God's word and the fact that God's word is true, whether we try to make it true or not, it's true.
It's there, it's his word, and that's mm-hmm. what it is, and mm-hmm. exactly that. And it just took some time, and it eventually worked its way through Mark, as like I said, he ended up back here in the Missouri Synod, is something that, of course, he vowed he would never do 40 years ago. But yet, here he is, and we give thanks to God, and we're glad to have him for it. So that is absolutely true, and it's a great blessing to us, especially those folks out there in Virginia, where he serves. I think he also does some outreach to the guys, the cadets at Virginia Military Institute, which is also a great thing to see as well. He quotes the last hymn he quotes is Lord Jesus Christ, with us abide. He quotes the old version of it. I think Lutheran Service Book has it in as well. It's, I think, hymn number 585, but he translates the old Lutheran hymnal version. But just that hymn is one of the best hymns. Anytime you get a sense for some bad things going on in the church or struggles going on in the church, which is pretty much all the time now, and that we would understand that we still plead that Christ would abide with us and help us and grant us steadfastness in all of what we say and what we do. So,
Amen.
Absolutely. Amen to that. You got that right.
Well, thank you, Pastor Shearer. It's always good to hear from you. What's going on with Brothers of John the Steadfast?
You bet. Lord's blessings, and keep all those good programs going at KFUO.
Thank you, and you can check out those articles at steadfastlutherans.org. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Very good. All right, God's blessings to you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Lord bless you, Andy.
Thanks, you too. Coming up a little bit, we'll talk with Dr. Bob Weiss from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Stick around for more His Time right here on Worldwide KFUO.